I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. An attempted coup is underway in Turkey, but has it failed? The Turkish military on Friday said it assumed power over all of Turkey, an act that the president said was doomed to fail. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan urged the Turkish people to go to the streets to protest the soldiers' actions. He said in an interview on the local television station that those behind the move are associated with a U.S.-based Islamic cleric, Fethullah Gulen. He said, as the nation's president, I'm inviting all the elements of the party I have founded, as well as the public itself, to the squares. We will be hand in hand with the people in these squares, and there we will teach those who made such an attempt. The army had put out an email statement read on Turkish television saying it had fully seized control of the government to protect democracy and maintain human rights. However, a top Turkish official says the coup attempt within the country's military appears to have been unsuccessful. There are reports of two large explosions heard near Taksim Square in Istanbul, where police and military have been exchanging fire. The White House says that President Obama spoke with Secretary of State John Kerry about the situation in Turkey. In a statement, the White House said the president and secretary agreed that all parties should support the democratically elected government, show restraint, and avoid violence. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman said on Twitter, the democratic order in Turkey must be respected and all must be done to protect lives. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said that he's calling for calm and restraint and respect for Turkey's democratic institutions. This is VOA News. France began 3 days of mourning Friday after 84 people were killed and 52 others critically injured when a man drove a large truck through Bastille Day celebrations in Nice late Thursday. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, a French Tunisian who lived in Nice. In an address to the nation, French President François Hollande said the attack was done to satisfy the cruelty of an individual and maybe a group. Hollande said that France's state of emergency will be extended another 3 months. He has also enacted Operation Sentinel, which allows 10,000 extra military personnel to boost the ranks of security forces across the country. U.S. President Barack Obama joined other world leaders in condemning Thursday's deadly truck attack in France. Speaking at the White House Friday afternoon, Mr. Obama said that what he called the scourge of international terrorism affects people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain Prime Minister Theresa May, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis also issued statements condemning Thursday's attack. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say that they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow Friday, Secretary Kerry said that both sides stressed closer cooperation between the United States and Russia as critical to ending the conflict that has killed as many as 500,000 people.
It is possible to help restore the cessation of hostilities, significantly reduce the violence, and help create the space for a genuine and credible political transition.
Kerry said that the steps would not be laid out in public and are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities. Mr. Lavrov said that both sides share understanding that they need each other and are needed by the international community. And presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his pick for vice president. Trump made the announcement on Twitter early Friday. The conservative Pence is popular with social conservatives, and his low-key, laid-back personality provides a strong contrast to the sometimes unpredictable Trump. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. VOA 1.
VOA 1.
The best music now.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no, my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Make me your radio, right. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, yeah. It beats for you, so listen close. Listen. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh.
Oh, oh.
Make me your radio.
Come on.
And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along,
sing
to my
along
stereo.
Night.
Stereo Hearts. Yeah, Gym Class Heroes and Adam Levine on VOA 1. The hits of Nikki Strong in for Ray McDonald. DNCE Dance is on the way. The new one from Redone and Enrique Iglesias. And here is Fifth Harmony, Work From Home, on the one.
I ain't worried about nothing. I am wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick after picture, I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, cause baby you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta go to work. You don't gotta go to work. Let my body do the work. We can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh. Let's put it in motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make
make it feel like a vacate. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're
for me. Yeah. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Oh, yeah. Put in work like my time sheet. She ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride or die, she gon' go. I'm gon' choose, she finesse. I fight both, she take that. Put in overtime.
I'ma let you stay the night, stay the night. Up in the morning, tangled in sheets. We play the moment on repeat, on repeat. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door? Like a sauna, break out the ice. I know you're gonna stay the night, stay the night. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door?
It's new, fresh. It's new music. Right here, VOA. One.
Hello. It's Red One. It's Mr. Lover, yeah.
Na, 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 na. Ooh, na, na, na. Ooh.
Enrique and Baby Saraya.
Why wake till 6 a.m.?
Time to work.
Let me make you again.
Do it, yeah.
Keep it hush, hush, hush. Don't tell no one.
Undercover, Mr. Lover, yeah.
Got enough to turn you on.
Redone and Enrique Iglesias with Rock City, Don't You Need Somebody. Yeah. Michelle needed me to play this next song by L. King. She hit us up on Facebook, VOA Music, and bam, here it is. Thanks for listening to us in Ghana, Michelle. X's and O's on the one.
Captain. come, but they never wanna leave. Hey,
remind me of a Coldplay song.
Coldplay song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on? Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? And the trumpets, there you go. Acapella on them. There you go. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Tori Kelly is like a vocal beast. What she's able to do with her voice is incredible. Nobody love. I'm Nikki Strong in for Ray McDonald. We also have Jason Derulo, trumpets. This is VOA1, The Hits.